A century ago, Missouri came back from the awful battles of the final months of World War I and went into the Lackawanna Steel Plant. 2 days after the 6,000 workers struck the plant, strikers apparently began to throw stones at the company cops, who opened fire with revolvers, killing Missouri and fatally wounding Maciej Buszkowski. A three-year-old was also wounded. Local history professor Alex Blair says the strike failed, but it set into momentum. Basic change.
It was the first time that there was a national strike against the most powerful industry in the United States. And while the strike failed, it created memories of the possibility of having a union in the steel industry, which played out a generation later. They win in between 37 and 42.
Strikers were protesting 84-hour weeks, bad pay, and terrible working conditions. Missouri was buried in Holy Cross and forgotten until Chris Hawley began to research local labor history and found the overgrown grave and revived memories of immigrant history and labor history. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.